It is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. You need to call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Sean Murray from Kensington, Maryland.
Kensington, Maryland. Where is that?
Kensington is about 3 miles from the D.C. line, just outside of D.C.
Oh, I see. And what do you do there? You're part of the permanent government?
I am in public relations.
You're in public relations. Do you do one like crisis public relations to make terrible people seem not so bad?
I do all types of public relations, yes.
Really? He was just experimenting. Well, welcome to the show, Sean. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Sean's topic?
Well, the topic is youthful indiscretion.
We all make mistakes when we were young. That's how we ended up with tattoos and bad credit and Don Jr. But this week we heard a story of someone finally coming to terms with a mistake from long ago. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win the voice of your choice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely. Thank you.
First, let's hear from Roy Blunt.
This week, Nick Birchall of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, sent a plea for forgiveness to the stately Fairmont Express Hotel in coastal Victoria, British Columbia. 17 years ago, Birchall said he was young and immature, and therefore he didn't think about what could go wrong with seagulls and pepperoni. There was no fridge in his room at the Victoria, so to keep his pepperoni cool, he left an open suitcase full of fresh pepperoni sausages next to an open window. When he returned from a walk on the beach, young Birchall found 30 to 40 seagulls gorging on the redolent sausages. Startled, the birds exploded into a torpedo of excrement, feathers, and chunks of pepperoni. The damage was so great that Birchall was banned from the Empress forever. But after all these years, the hotel, amused by his story, welcomed him back. He might want to not take another one of those walks on the beach, though. Seagulls may live longer than 17 years. And they remember things. Oh, oh. That guy can throw a party.
A man apologizes for wrecking a hotel room 17 years ago by leaving out a suitcase full of pepperoni near an open window where the seagulls could get to it. Your next story of someone finally putting the past behind them comes from Roxanne Roberts.
We all know Bill Gates is the billionaire philanthropist of Microsoft. But none of us knew until last week that a partnership with Steve Jobs was ruined because Gates appeared in an ABBA tribute show. In an interview with Wired magazine about the early years of the company, Gates, now 62, revealed that he and Jobs were in talks to merge their two companies in 1978, and he invited the Apple founder to Microsoft's Christmas party that year. As a joke for employees, Gates, co-founder Paul Allen, and two other colleagues donned sequin pantsuits and wigs and belted out the hits of the Swedish supergroup. Quote, Paul sang Waterloo, but I stole the show with Take a Chance on Me, said Gates. But Jobs was horrified by the performance and told the then 23-year-old Gates that no one would ever, ever take him or Microsoft seriously. Quote, so for years I swore everyone to secrecy and hid all the photos from the party, said Gates. Now he's making it up to ABBA. He's apologized and invited the real singers to perform at this year's Microsoft Christmas party.
The great merging of tech titans was aborted because Bill Gates played in an ABBA tribute band. Your last story of someone indiscreeting youthfully comes from Peter Gross.
Back in 1993, 12-year-old Stevie Cooper was at his best friend Todd Aaron's house playing the Nintendo game Mario Kart when Todd paused the game to use the bathroom. After he left the room, a mischievous Stevie unpaused the game, sending Todd's Luigi careening into a ditch as Stevie guided his Mario to victory. When Todd returned and saw what his friend had done, he threw a tantrum worthy of a kid half his age, kicked Stevie out of his house, and never spoke to him again. That was until this week. Cooper, who is now 37 years old and goes by Steven, is running for state senate near Albany, New York, and is enjoying a 20-point lead over his closest primary challenger until a Facebook post from Todd Aaron entitled, Why Steven Cooper Cannot Be Trusted, sent shockwaves through the campaign. Aaron's scathing post detailing the 25-year-old Mario Kart episode went viral and was shared across the state Senate district over 50,000 times in 12 hours. The response was swift and overwhelmingly negative. Cooper, whose campaign slogan is honesty and integrity, was being labeled a hypocrite, a cheat, and in one hyperbolic post, basically a murderer because he let Luigi die. The whole community was up in arms over Kartgate. Cooper's lead evaporated, Italian Americans vowed not to vote for him, and a plumbers union even pulled their endorsement. Cooper called an emergency press conference at which he said, quote, I apologize and take full responsibility for what I did to my friend Todd and to Luigi as well. I want to reassure all voters that I will never let New York State fall into a ditch.
All right. An event from the past was made up for this week. Was it from Roy Blunt, a man apologizing for trashing a hotel room with seagulls and pepperoni? From Roxanne, Bill Gates ruining a chance to partner with Steve Jobs way back when by making a fool of himself playing ABBA songs. Or from Peter Gross, a guy who's cheating at Mario Kart back in the early 90s almost derailed his political bid until he profusely apologized. Which of these is the real story of youthful indiscretions reckoned with in the news?
I would have to go with Roy's and the pepperoni and seagulls.
You're going to have to go with Roy's and the pepperoni seagulls. All right, well, you've chosen Roy's story of the man and the pepperoni and the seagulls in the hotel room. Well, we are now going to hear from that very person who came to terms with his own past.
I was kind of worried the pepperoni would be warm, so I laid it out on the window ledge in the room. When I came back, the room was full of seagulls.
That was Nick Burchill speaking to the CBC about his pepperoni regrets. Congratulations, Sean. You earned a point for Roy. You've won our prize. Any voice from our show you may like on your voicemail.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.